This is ongoing coverage of a developing story on News Talk 1010.
The child victim was sexually assaulted on multiple occasions between those dates by two adult offenders and two youths. On at least one occasion, the two adult offenders sexually assaulted the child together at the same time.
That was the voice of Detective Constable Crystal Mosher, Sex Crimes for Toronto Police Service, announcing the arrest of the two youths who are not youths now, or one is 17 and one is 18 now. When these crimes took place, they were younger. We're probably not going to get the names of those two individuals. However, the adults involved are Raymond and Michael Savoy. They are brothers. You can see who they are at my Twitter, JerryAgar1010. And the victim, over multiple occasions, these people are charged, among other things, with gang sexual assault on a 4 to 5 year old girl. And the detective had said, you need to come forward if you think your children have had any contact at any time for any reason with Raymond and Michael Savoy. But she also said, maybe the child doesn't know that anything wrong happened. Well, maybe they're not articulating that anything wrong happened. But will she be affected going forward in her life? Dr. Oren Amate, DocAmate.com, joins me now, registered psychologist. Doctor, good morning.
Well, good morning, Jerry.
Can you say that someone who's 4 to 5 years old, if she's not then further traumatized by people around her and sort of act as though everything's normal, would she grow up and sort of it goes out of her mind?
It's hard to say. I've seen many cases where the people repress the memory because of how it wasn't dealt with. For years and years, they don't know that it happened consciously, but they're experiencing certain things. If they get intimate with somebody, certain, fears can be triggered. They're never quite right in many ways. So even if they don't consciously remember it, it can have a long-term effect on them. Number one. But number two, as horrible as this case is, what's really important is how people do react subsequent to it. That's often what can either, help mitigate or exacerbate the person's symptoms. So I do hope that she does get the help. And if she's not ready to talk about it, if she can't formulate in her mind what actually happened, then nobody should push her to do that. But they should be sensitive to signs that she might start acting out later on. She might have difficulty in school. She might start blanking out. So they have to be really, really sensitive to see when these symptoms might start to appear.
I'll tell you a quick little story. I was in the hospital once when I was a kid, and I might have been a year or so older than this. I was maybe around six. I was in hospital for a short time, and I remember nothing about it except this one incident, and I can actually see the faces of the people involved. I was walking down the hall in my jammies in the hospital, and an elderly man was in the hospital, and he came over, and he was really actively trying to grab my crotch, and a nurse came along and kind of shooed him away. I think today there would have been more of a reaction, but she shooed him away, leave the kids alone or something like that, she said. And I'm not traumatized by it because you really actually didn't get away with much. My only reason to bring this up right now, Doctor, is that if I can so clearly remember that little incident, I have to believe that this kind of horrible devastation of this young girl, as young as she is, cannot just slip by in her memory like a morning with a puppy.
Right. It's not going to slip by, but I have worked with patients who, when they've been subjected to long-term abuse, and this is still controversial, and some of my colleagues don't believe it because they probably haven't ever worked with clients who've gone through this, but when you're subjected to long-term abuse, research has shown that the mind can, it divides itself. If you can't flee physically, you flee psychologically. So the person's physically there, and they go into another place, another dimension, so to speak, and that the memories that or the incidents that occur to the person who's physically there are not registered consciously as the person gets older. But once again, they don't disappear. They do come back later, oftentimes, in the teen or early 20s, because that's when you get a lot of stress in your life, and stress can trigger, these memories. And it makes no sense to the person because they don't have a conscious memory of it. All of a sudden, they're getting flashbacks. Things start getting distorted. Unfortunately, sometimes the wrong person's face, someone who didn't touch them, their face somehow gets put into the picture. So the mind is a fascinating device, and we do everything we can. The mind does everything we can to protect us, to try to survive through these things. So I don't know what happened with this girl. I don't know if she has gone through that process, But that's what I'm saying. It's never going to disappear. It's there. It just has to be dealt with in a proper manner.
Yeah, the parents are now going to have to be very careful how they handle things for her going forward so she can come out of this as best she can.
Exactly. And I want to be very clear, because unfortunately, the rates of abuse of children, whether it's physical or sexual, are far too high. And I don't want people to think that it's a death sentence. I've worked with many people who have had abuse, and you know, and whether they got the proper treatment or not, we are resilient people. So many people can fight through it, preferably with the right help.
Yeah, apparently Pete Townsend of The Who was abused when he was a child, I think, by grandmother, and then he went on to create this character, Tommy, the deaf, dumb, and blind boy. He really wasn't actually deaf or blind or unable to speak. He simply retreated into his own world, and that was something, I guess, Pete Townsend could relate to.
Exactly. And as I said, it really distresses me when I see colleagues who claim that these things don't happen. And they say, no, you could never repress such memories. They would have to be there. I've seen it happen. And, the sad part is that sometimes people who are very well-intentioned, they end up triggering or they implant false memories. They ask leading questions. They frame things in a way that the person who never actually was assaulted in this way, they start believing things. So these cases do happen. But the reality is that there are many cases where the person truly was assaulted and their mind, as you just described with Tommy or with Pete Townsend, that their mind did act to protect them. And it's only years later that these flashbacks start happening. And it's the most distressing thing in the world. You're walking down the street, suddenly you actually see something happening, or you're feeling the same terror that you would have felt as a 4 or 5 year old. Anybody who's worked with clients who have gone through that, and I have, can see that it's real.
Dr. Oren Amate, docamate.com, thanks very much.
And as always, Jerry, thank you for giving a platform to speak about these things, because I have so many clients who've never felt they've had a voice, who've been dismissed by others, and I think it's really important for people to recognize such complex phenomena. So thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.